We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Number one. Time is running out. Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Time is running out. Time is running out. It is late night, right here on Sports Radio WEI. It's Patrick Kilroy here. The number to join me here is 617-779-7937. Let me tell you this. These shared computers here.
Disgusting.
People need to be a little bit smarter when it comes to the things that they view here on the shared computer. So,
Hold on. Let me mark this. Hold up.
There's a website. Slixa, S-L-I-X-A, and it comes up with a escort service in Boston. And there's this woman named Jasmine Pravenia, P-R-A-V-E-N-N-A. Salacious Hairy Kinkster from Incredible India is the headline. Looking for a hairy muse? How about one with a sadistic streak? This is somebody was potentially trying to line up an evening with our fine woman here from India. And she's got this picture of herself with her arms up over her head, fully exposing the large pockets of armpit hair, because this is the kink that somebody that works here, that sits into this seat, is apparently into. It's a shared computer. Can't you do this on your phone?
You got three people that sit in that seat to choose from. Maybe a fourth because the other late night guys go across over there.
Can't we do this on our phones, people? Can't we do this on our own personal laptops? I have no problem.
But we were looking up for the craft stuff.
Sadistic kink. I think that if she were Asian and 60, maybe they could get away with that. But she's about 30 and hairy and into sadistic kink.
Hey, some people are into that kind of thing, man.
I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to say if you're going to do it, it's a shared computer. Just be a little bit smarter about it. That's all. You know, it's just shared space. This is a workspace. Shared. I don't know.
That's not good. That's not good, man.
I think the one thing that we know for sure is it's not Alex Reamer. I can confidently say that Reamer is not into this woman and her sadistic kink. He may be into sadistic kink, just not with her.
Yeah, I mean, I can back that up. I can say confidently.
How confidently, Joe?
I don't know. It could all be an act. You never know. Everything on the air is an act, so
We do tend to say things, you know, for the sake of getting attention once in a while. But if he has been faking his homosexuality for 2+ years now,
I would give him so much props.
Bravo to him.
Bravo. Yeah. Job, money, everything.
Well done, Reamer. You are underpaid whatever you get if that's the case. It is Sports Radio WEI. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937. Let's grab a call here at the beginning of this segment because I know my man likes to have his time on the air. Let's go to Master IC. Master is in the car. Master, you're up next here on WEI.
Peace, Patrick. Peace to the human family. I'm Turt, and may I also say, I just started watching Game of Thrones. I've been...
Attaboy!
Hey! Giuseppe Cortezio. I'm sorry to refer to your producer.
You can talk to my producer all you want. He's a big part of the show.
No, he's fun.
Yep.
But I got cut on to Game of Thrones for problematic reasons.
Okay. And now, how far along are you into Game of Thrones?
No, I'm about to start episode 3, season 1.
See, I couldn't get past like episode 2. And everybody tells me I got to make it through the first season.
One season.
But I found the first 2 episodes so bad that I couldn't get to episode 3. See,
like, it all adds up. It adds up. It'll get you later on.
Okay. All right.
Well, I've been inspired nonetheless. And I'll say that. I'll save my inspiration for a podcast. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
All right. Should I share it now? It's problematic, Patrick.
No, share it now. Go for it.
Okay. As far as my understanding is concerned, and my culture, and the history of white people on this planet.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Callers are coming in already, man.
As far as my understanding of the history of white people on this planet who showed up about 6 to 10,000 years ago, this is actually how they lived as far as the fantasy is concerned, with the murdering and the incest and the problematic reality. And then I realized that later on that the White Walkers had something to do with the people of the land.
Okay. Okay. So this is going to be the theme of the new podcast, Why White People Have Sucked for 10,000 Years by Master IC. Unbelievable.
I'd listen to it.
Well, because ultimately, y'all should know the history of yourselves.
Well, I don't know about history, Master, but one white person that I know sucked tonight was Gordon Hayward. So tell me you watched the game and see, that's a good transition right there, isn't that? That's what you got to work on, Master, when you do the podcast. It's a professional transition. Gordon Hayward, white. He sucked tonight. What did you think of the Celtics game tonight, man?
I think that when it comes to the Celtics going against the best team in the NBA, I think it's only natural for us to not expect anything less than what they gave us tonight. Now, does that mean that I don't feel the Celtics can overcome? No, it doesn't mean that. But I feel that, you know, when it comes to this Boston Celtics team going up against the best team in the NBA, I'm not going to go overboard when it comes to the results of tonight. I guess that's what I'm saying. Ultimately, when it comes to basketball, if a player has an off night, he has an off night. And that's just what it is. I don't think it's indicative of what the potential of the particular players nor team. It's not indicative of what their potential is, right? I feel like, you know, because of their potential, I feel like this is ultimately a series. This is going to be a hard-fought victory on the part of the Celtics. And Milwaukee should pull out the best from their opponent. So I'm not a woe is me. My attitude is not woe is me. I just feel like we got exactly from Milwaukee what we should have gotten from them.
Sure. Yeah, you come away with one win. My only fear here, and I'm sure you've heard it throughout the show, is that, you know, Kyrie has talked a lot this season about looking forward to the playoffs and, you know, the playoffs are when it really matters and discounting the importance of the regular season. And I'm trying to get on board with that, Master, but the regular season is 82 games. It has to mean something. And the one thing that we've seen from this team all season long is that when they've been hit in the face with adversity, they have not responded well. Now, they got their butts handed to them in the second half of this game tonight. There's going to be some adversity when guys like Kyrie Irving score 9 points, Gordon Hayward scores 5 points. Through the first two games of the series, Jason Tatum has been a complete no-show. So there's going to be some adversity here. I just hope that they're able, for the first time, I think, all season, to be able to overcome that adversity. They don't have the luxury of taking a week or two or three. They need to overcome the adversity before Friday.
I agree with you. Is Jason Tatum not being able to perform a matter of his defender or a matter of his performance?
It's his performance. So, and here's the thing. I went back and I watched. I had DVR'd. I not realized this, but I DVR'd about six games from last year's postseason run. So I went back over the last couple of nights and I started watching them. Not the whole thing, but, you know, sort of just isolating Jason Tatum as best I could. Jason Tatum has become a completely different player on the offensive end this year, and that's why his efficiency numbers are down. He's way too comfortable right now trying to be a sort of a one-on-one player, a guy that is looking to create only for himself, where last year when he got the ball, he made immediate decisions, whether it was attack the basket, shoot the jumper, or pass the ball. He didn't think too much. This year, he's become a straight isolation player, and what's happening is he's giving the defender more time to lock in on him. So he's taking bad, often fall away, you know, 15 to 20 footers at the end of the shot clock. He took 10 shots tonight, but 8 of them were bad shots, Master.
So is it a matter of his defender or his performance?
It's his performance.
Right, exactly. So it's his performance. I think he can work his way out of that. There's no working your way out of a great defender, right? We can agree on that.
Yep.
I think it's a matter of this team finding their groove. I think they are talented enough, and yes, I agree with you. As far as Gordon Hayward and his white self, he didn't show up tonight.
All right, so when is the first episode of the White People Suck podcast going to drop here, Master?
Stop it, Patrick.
I know it's coming soon, man.
It is not. The title is not White People Suck. The title is White People Pay Attention to Your Own Stuff. Pay attention to what y'all, you know, your history and so forth.
All right.
Ultimately, all right. What I'm saying is, I think as far as this team is concerned, tonight's game two is not a woe is me result. It shouldn't be that.
You're right. It shouldn't be that. But we'll see if this team's got the maturity to have that same attitude. Listen, man, I'm up against the break here. I appreciate the phone call. Great stuff. And we'll all look forward to the first edition of Why White People Suck by Master IC in the car.
This is breaking news.
That was an aggressive sounder right there, Joe. It is Sports Radio WEI. Look, I wanted to get into this tonight, but we're not going to have time. But I want you guys to start thinking about this now because we're hearing a lot about it. And tomorrow we've got a four full hours of late night here from 10 to 2. But Cora on OMF today essentially said that he's not going to go to the White House. He's not giving the full indication here. He's not giving the full answer. But reading between the lines, Alex Cora is not going. I'm so sick of this story, and I'm so sick of this coming up with each and every championship. And whether the championships happen here in Boston or they happen elsewhere, there's always a story now about the guys that don't want to go to the White House. I am no fan of President Trump. But if I were on the winning team or I were invited to the White House, of course I would go, because I got brought up in a family that taught me to honor the office of the President of the United States, regardless of the clown that's in there and regardless of what political affiliation he has. How do we get back to being a country that honors the office of the President of the United States, honors the position, rather than judging the person? That's what I want to talk about tomorrow night here. So start thinking about that now, because if we can't fix this, it's only going to further divide this country. And ultimately here, the story's not going to go away. Look, we're in Boston. This is Title Town, baby. And you're going to continue to have to deal with this narrative. Tom Brady not going. Now you got Cora not going. And how's that going to trickle down to his players? And yada, yada, yada. So we'll talk about that and more when we come back right here on Sports Radio WEI. Final segment here. Late Night Sports Radio WEI. It's Patrick Gilroy with you. Still a little bit of time and room for you guys at 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter at Gilroy on Hoops at Gilroy on Hoops. And, you know, right now there's a article up here on WEI.com. The headline is Lou Maloney responds to being subject of Boston Herald story regarding Al Horford. And this average Al thing that Lou got going a couple years ago is the story that won't go away. And it's because Lou lies. And it's fine that Lou lies, but it's what he's done. So I challenge Lou to go back to the origin, because he's talked so much about the origin of the average Al thing. And the origin was not nearly the well-thought-out take that you've got now. This take has absolutely sort of evolved over the years, which is absolutely fine. You've worked alongside Ordway now for a few years. You've learned how to sit the fence and play it from both sides. Nobody does it better than Glenn, and if that part of his game is rubbing off on you, Lou, more power to you. But don't pretend that you had a well-thought-out take when you nicknamed him Average Al, because you didn't. Remember, you were going back a few years ago for the Celtics. Avery Bradley got hurt. He was one of the Celtics' better players at the time, and the Celtics went through a rut. Average Al was going through a rut offensively himself, averaging about 7 points a game. At no point were you talking about his ability to give you 18 and 10, and that's what you expect of him. And, you know, you're going to be the overwhelming influence that ultimately gets Average Al to respond and be the player that he always thought he could be, but didn't know how until Lou Maloney kicked him in the ass. Really, Lou? No, the thing is, every time Average Al has a good game now, like he has for many of these playoff games, Lou wants to take some sort of a victory lap around here saying, see, I told you he could be that guy. I told you he could give you a lot of points, a lot of rebounds. He could do more than just the little things. That's not what you said, Lou. That wasn't the origin of the take. After you realized how stupid your take was at the very beginning of this thing, you sat down and you said, okay, how do I get out of this? And you let your take evolve. And now your take is not a bad one. Matter of fact, I agree with you a lot of the times when it comes to Al and his unwillingness to be an aggressive offensive player. And you wish that he would more often than not, because when he decides to be that guy, you see how effective he can be, right? That's the take of 2019. And you really, that take came into shape in its totality, you know, what it's become in 2018. But when you and I first went to war on this in 2017, you didn't have this well-thought-out, balanced take. Nope. You had a typical talk show host overreaction, something straight out of the Mutton Maloney show, you know, the amateur hour days of Lou Maloney on the radio. Back then, no substance whatsoever, just a wild overreaction. He's Average Al. He sucks.
I'm over here making $6.5 million, and I'm watching Pick Boy, Screen Boy, Al Horford make 30.
So, yeah, Pick Boy, Screen Boy. That's what you called him. That's what you thought he was. And, you know, you don't get into the nuance of it. You don't get into the fact that, you know, he's worth what teams are willing to pay him, and the Celtics were willing to pay him 30. And, by the way, he had a second offer on the table from Atlanta for 30. And you never mentioned the fact that he was supposed to be a chip that hoped to convince a guy like Kevin Durant to sign here. And the fact is, he's worth the money. He is. Whether you agree with it or not, Al Horford is worth every penny the Celtics pay him. And the evidence is simply this. If he were to enter free agency right now, he wouldn't get a 5-year max deal. But somebody would pay him max dollars for a year or two at his age. But you go back in time 3 years from the time the Celtics signed him? Absolutely. That was the right move to make. And no, Al Horford does not need, you know, you futility Lou to be the guy that kicks him in the ass and gets him to play above average. That, the fact that you take that sort of credit, that you want to be that guy, that's weak stuff, man. You can do a lot better than that, Lou. You really can. And I love the fact that Al Horford has no idea who you are. And it must pain you to think that he knows exactly who your best friend is in Nomar Garciaparra. Hasn't been around here in over a decade, 15 years. Was never here when Average Al shared the town with him. But you better believe he knows who Nomar is and has no idea who Futility Lou is, riding that Mass Pike back and forth to Pawtucket to Boston. You know that road well. Yeah, look, man, I don't want to have this fight anymore. I don't. Just admit the origin of the Average Al take wasn't what it's become.
Let's just settle this the old way. You versus Lou.
I'll kick his ass.
In the ring. Boxing match.
I'll kick his ass. He's got no chance because I've got nothing to lose.
I'm starting to pull right now. This is a real thing. Marketing specialist.
He's got nothing to lose. I'll just take him down. It's fine. I want his job. I want to be. I want it to be OM. You know, or Ordway.
OMG.
OMG. Right.
No,
that'll be Ordway Merlonio.
OGF.
OGF. Right.
OFG.
Yeah, I want Fourier around. The only guy that doesn't belong is Lou. Futility Lou. He can go down to WEI in Providence. That'll be like old home for him. It is Sports Radio, WEI. Stay tuned. SB Nation Radio, that comes your way next. As for me, I'm back here. We got a full 4 hours of late night tomorrow night, 10 to 2. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.